Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we know, Kerry. We're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we dealing with you, Kerry Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be all right. No, it's never going to be all right. It's always going to be excellence, Kerry. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
And I think it's trusting Kerry, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Kerry, and then we trust each other.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
The reason my world keeps turning, like the blood running through my veins, sunshine when there's only rain. You're the reason my heart keeps learning.
Oh,
it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Favorite guest. I've been asked who my favorite guest is, or who were some of the interviews that really kind of stick out with you, or some kind of variation thereof. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to say, in honor of looking at our big milestone of the Hair Radio Morning Show, it's given me some time to reflect. And I wanted to share some of these reflections with you guys, the fans of the broadcast. Let me say, thinking about guests, it gives me that doing the Hair Radio Morning Show is a great joy because I get to live out, meeting my heroes, growing up and listening to amazing singers, watching amazing television actors and movie stars, and then getting an opportunity to literally talk to them, and they know my name. It's been extraordinary. And so to think some of the most influential artists of our time, we've had an opportunity to welcome right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Folks like, of course, the legendary multi-Grammy award-winning We Are the World singer, Miss Dionne Warwick, who worked, of course, on that project with Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, Tina Turner, Cyndi Lauper, Diana Ross. The list just goes on and on and on. And so to have this amazing artist, Miss Warwick, to even know who I am, let alone to join me live on the Hair Radio Morning Show for a special interview, was quite remarkable. And now, I had already interviewed Dionne's sister, Dee Dee, who had passed away several years back. And I had interviewed Dee Dee twice. And Dee Dee's voice to me, I never will forget her voice. It sounded so much like Dionne's voice. So this was great. When I had a chance to talk to Dionne prior to me conducting the interview, I remember I had a chance to catch Ms. Warwick's ear, and I said, you know, I interviewed your sister Dee Dee, not once, but twice. And it was always one of my favorite interviews, just the most beautiful voice. And so, they had a big group, the Drinker Sisters and all of that. And so, great thing. So when I'm asked about my favorite guest, Dionne Warwick has to be way up high.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry,
it's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have two very special guests joining us today. Well, they're from the world of education. It is my honor to welcome back to the show Dr. Joel A. Freeman and welcoming for the very first time Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. We are honored to be with you this morning.
Yes, awesome.
Thank you, Carrie. We love being here and looking forward to our time together.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. Dr. Freeman, we're going to kick off with you. You were kind enough to help us kind of launch the Hair Radio Morning Show 5 years ago, literally hundreds of episodes of this broadcast ago. And we're so excited because many of our listeners, you've touched folks around the world with your story. And so we're going to remind everybody about that, but I just wanted to officially welcome you back to the broadcast and how we were able to use that wonderful, wonderful interview as a great foundation for pushing us forward. And we're still here today. I think that's a big part of that. So thank you.
Well, I'm very thrilled at what you're doing and how you've done it, your integrity, your stick-to-itiveness, and it's just an inspiration to all of us.
Wonderful. Well, listen, again, welcome to the show. And now I have to turn also to Dr. Walter Milton Jr. You are from the Rochester, New York area. And you are, when I tell you, I was just blown away at your story when I started to do some research. School superintendent for years, literally, author. Yes. So education, to put it mildly, is important. So, Dr. Milton, I have to get in there. What, you know, where did this come from, this whole, you know, this journey that you are on, that you've been on? And it's, I'm going to call it a track, I think. You know, so where did this come from in terms of jumping into the education or on the education wagon, I should say?
Well, you know, I had two teachers that impacted my life in ways in which you can one could never imagine. I had a teacher by the name of Adam Urbanski. He was a gentleman from Poland, and he talked about history. He was one of my high school history teachers, and he taught history in a way that you can only fall in love with. He talked about the movers and shakers of history, the carriers of information, and how we have to learn to deconstruct things and find ourselves in the whole cloak of history. So he planted a major seed in me. Then I had a science teacher. Her name was Cassandra Frierson. And Cassandra Frierson said that I'm part of a history that goes all the way back to the beginning of time. And I was so glad to meet her because I had an experience in elementary school that my teacher attempted to teach black history, but she started off in slavery. And what happened, it had ushered so much shame and humiliation for me. So that those early years of my life, I was on this quest to find out some truths in history and where I played a role. And Dr. Frierson, or Cassandra Frierson, she said that my past is inexplicably tied to the beginning of time. And so as a result of those two individuals, I went into education, became a teacher, a principal, and then a school superintendent, and decided to step down and start my own company. And then it happened again. And when it happened this time, I said, I'm going to take action. When this whole quest and this desire and this love and passion for history came out, I said, I'm going to do something about it. So Joel Freeman was the first person that I've called. Joel has been a close friend of mine for many years, and I know that he is the curator of many African-American artifacts. And I said, Joel, would you go on this journey with me, man? And he didn't hesitate. Here we are. 2.5, almost 3 years later, with a final product, a finished product, rather, and our goal is to share our love letter to the world. I mean, this is our divine purpose and our mission as to why we exist.
And that is the reason that you guys are here today. And that is to introduce us to this amazing new book. And I'm going to have to thank you, Dr. Milton, for that. I'm going to have to turn now to Dr. Freeman. I'm going to ask you, Dr. Joel A. Freeman, first of all, again, welcome to the show. And just want to say we are going to turn to you to talk about this amazing new book. We want to make sure and get that on out there, Black History, An Inclusive Account of American History. Tell us about this book.
Yes, as Dr. Milton mentioned, it's a labor of love. It's 1,248 pages, weighs 5.5 pounds, has well over 2,500 images throughout, and about 500 of those images come straight from the collection my wife and I own. We own over 3,000 items. Documents and artifacts. Oldest piece dates back to 1553. And so we have put together, Walter and I, as he mentioned, we worked for about 2.5 years, putting in 12 16-hour days and working, I'm telling you, it was just like Groundhog Day every day, just working at it and then going to sleep and working some more the next day and just day after day. So it was just, both of us look at it right now and just go, we don't even know how it happened, except God's fingerprints are all over it. And we started in ancient Africa. And the reason why we started in ancient Africa is because we did not want to reinforce the notion, either implicitly or explicitly, that slavery was the beginning of black history. We wanted to talk about the mores, the folkways, the hunting, the gathering, the fishing, the industry, the agriculture, the ancient African kingdoms that transcend the current geopolitical lines. And now we're ready for the good, the bad, and the ugly of the last four centuries. And even when we get into slavery and the slave trade, we have a whole section just about slave rebellions. We talk about the trickery used, and we have actual stories of how people were tricked into coming on the ship, and or to be kidnapped to get on the ship. So we wanted to give a whole different view about this that is not normally given, at least that we could find. And then there's a gentle timeline that takes us all the way through to the struggle for civil rights. We then, once we have included that, then we get into the whole area of the economic system. We talk about arts, entertainment. We have a section on sports, black quarterbacks, the integration of the NBA, and then we have a whole section on 50 states, and it's where we provide some insights into black history in each state. So whatever state a listener is from, there will be some specific just a showcasing of what has happened in their particular state. Then the final unit is all about the North Star. It's over 100 pages where we have a timeline from 1491 on that describes all that happened, our interaction between United States and Canada. And then we tell stories, we share stories from mid-1800s, from a book called Refugees, that a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Drew went north, and he interviewed a lot of people, and then he put 114 stories, their life stories, into the book. And so in our textbook, we start in Vancouver all the way over to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and everything in between. The Don Settlement with Josiah Henson, and so on and so forth. So it's really a wonderful way to show how people from the South, many suffered from Stockholm Syndrome, many just, you know, just the whole, how does a person leave not knowing where they're going to be going, and if they're going to get caught and maybe get killed or, you know, get chastised in horrific ways, and then the fugitive slave laws pushing them into Canada. So we really Walter and I have put together a book that the response we've been getting from around the country has truly been heartwarming, and we are very grateful to be the instruments used to be able to help put this together. And of course, as we've expanded after the writing was done, our wives are very much a part of this project, and we're grateful to them. And then more people came on that helped with curriculum design, with search engine optimization, media relations, professional development, and many other aspects that helped to, we now have a team of over 75 people that have helped to bring this to bear.
Well, I'm going to say I think you have at least 76. I'm on board, too. Make sure and add me on
okay.
in that list. I saw that quite extensive list on your site. I was, at bh365.org. I was quite impressed. Listen, I want to make sure I get the title right. I don't. I think I just introduced it as Black History, but it's actually Black History 365. An inclusive
correct.
Account of American history. Is that correct?
Yes.
We landed on 365 because many times people view Black History Month as the main time to talk about Black history. But we decided that this is something that is an inclusive account of American history. That's the subtitle. And we also quote from a gentleman on the back cover. He's quoted on the back cover. His name is James Baldwin. He said, "American history is longer, larger, more various, more beautiful, and more terrible than anything anyone has ever said about it." And that's really, when Walter and I saw that quote, we just said, that's got to be on the cover. Because that encapsulates what we have done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have to say, as a matter of fact, Dr. Milton, I was going to ask you, being, of course, an educator as you are, and being out in the school system, how did that play a part? Because I just imagine that you were close, you were real, you had a real front row seat to what the kids needed, to what the students needed to learn. So I'm going to ask you, how did that play a part, or did it play a part in how you kind of, decided to come up with this idea that you guys have, worked on?
Well, it played a major part. What I saw in my years of education and what I still see now in working with school systems across the country is that there's a direct correlation with the lack of culturally competent instruction and educational approaches to the negative impact that has on student achievement. We also discovered that the lack of historical content has been a significant influencer of negative outcomes for Black students and communities, including lack of self-awareness, lack of self-esteem, lack of intrinsic motivation, decreased academic achievement, truancy, discipline referrals, and even some cases, some criminal activity, because what we found when our young people, not only Black children, but all children, when they have an understanding of who they are, where they came from, and the impact that their ancestors have made on this world, it just increases all the negative things to turn right into the positives, because we make that connection. And so what we found and discovered that the world, particularly America, is begging for something like this because of the past, our history that we have, and how those things still impact us to this day. So we wanted to really look at those things. We really wanted to look at the whole impact of the incarceration system and how that connected to education. And what we found is that there's this critical gap. And we believe that we have a solution for this gap. One of the things that we really focus on, and Joe will probably talk about that a little later, I'll just introduce the concept, but we said we need to develop critical thinkers, compassionate listeners, fact-based, respectful communicators, and action-oriented solutions. And we believe that BH365 will serve as an impetus to make that happen and to make our world a better place here in America, and to bring about a great deal of healing because we clarify things and misconceptions that we've been operating on for many years.
That's just, I'm blown away. And I have to say, Dr. Milton, and I was really touched, and I know we're here, we're going to absolutely get into every single aspect of Black History 365, you guys' new book, which is being used in the schools. But I have to draw some attention to when I came across one of your earlier books that talked about this. The title is A Matter of Life or Death, Why Black Men Must Save Black Boys in America's Public Schools. And I know you've written a couple of books, but that was I read a little bit of the synopsis, and I was just very impressed. So thank you for all the work that you are doing, that both of you are doing on this incredible, incredible topic that, believe me, even, you know, I could put this on every day, you know, for years, and it would still just be scraping the surface of what needs to be done. But it's a wonderful thing to do as much research in it, and you guys can hear it. You've done a lot of research. I see the work, and it is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. So thank you both for that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, well, very much welcome. Well, listen, if you guys, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's my pleasure to welcome these two incredible educators to our Hair Radio. And Dr. Joel A. Freeman, he's been with us before. We're so excited to welcome him back. It's been 5 years. And he's joined, of course, or we're joined with Dr. Walter Milton, Jr., who we're also excited, a New Yorker, a fellow New Yorker, to the broadcast. And now, Dr. Freeman, you're in Maryland area, correct? Aren't you still out in Maryland?
Yes, not far from Annapolis.
Okay. And so we have a lot to talk about, because just trying to catch everybody up a little bit, and then I have some more questions for you, Dr. Milton. But just to kind of bring everybody up to speed, Dr. Freeman, I recall that you started off early on, and you were a chaplain for, wasn't it the NBA? And you did all these amazing things and just had such I think it was, well, what seemed on that interview, just a deep understanding for folks at an early age. And that's what I got from that. And I was just quite impressed and went on to create that whole space with all these artifacts that you have that chronicle the lives of folks all the way to Africa and here. And so I'm just very impressed and, you know, just happy to have you here. So what can you tell us about your collection these days? Anything? Of course, we've got your book, which is going to be a big part of that, Black History 365. But what else can you tell us about the collection that you have amassed all of this? And I know you have pictures inside the book, inside of Black History 365.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big part of the book and a big part of, I think, the contribution, because it's exclusively available to the book, the images. There's now over 4,000 high-resolution images.
Amazing.
And anyone who tries to put together something like this without images, it's just very difficult. And what people, when we went to the printers in Ohio who manufactured this book, one of the young men, I don't know how long he'd been working there, but maybe a decade or two or close, 15 years maybe, and we were just talking with him, and he says, yeah, he says, when I came in this morning, I thought I was working on a National Geographic project. and so the collection is made up of over 3,000 items. We've done two exhibits at the United Nations. We had over 1 million visitors. I've done 3 in concert with the White House. I've done 2 at the Clinton Presidential Library. I've done a number with Secret Service at their headquarters in D.C. and a number of other venues around the country. And it's just been wonderful. And when Walter called me about this project, I didn't have to think about it, because I knew intuitively that you know, I had been building this collection, and it's perfect for a curriculum in terms of the way, the types of items. I would pass over 200 items to get to that 201st item that would help tell the story. And so I was very selective about the items that I collected and brought together. So it's kind of a unique type of collection, and I think when people get the textbook and they start looking at the images, especially the first 2 units, because you know, the first 2 units are about ancient Africa and slavery and the slave trade. So I have a number of items. For instance, I have one item when I was in Elmina Castle in Ghana on the banks of the Atlantic Ocean. And I met with the village elders there, and they voted unanimously to donate a set of shackles, an actual set of shackles from Elmina Castle. And I was truly humbled and honored by that, because I don't think they did that very often.
Exactly.
And so those are the kinds of stories behind many of the pieces of the collection. Just had over 75 given to me, and you know, had to acquire a lot of things myself. But this gentleman, his father worked for TWA Airlines.
Well, so did I. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes, small world.
So he was responsible for all the continent of Africa back in the 40s and I think the 50s, right in that range. And he had, of course, being with working in the airline and into Africa, he had many people sourcing original artifacts. We're not talking about stuff for tourists. I mean, original, like doors on a chief's hut, you know, and shackles and masks and figurines and all sorts of items. Well, his dad passed away. Of course, his dad, working at the airline, could ship it back to California.
Sure.
And when he passed away, my friend told me, he said, I'm going to make sure that there's a number of these that are in your collection. He had this sense of urgency, and my friend Pat passed away about 3 months ago, he had this urgency to get these items to me, and he wasn't even sick, you know, just had a massive heart attack, and he was gone. And so I feel very honored, and am holding those items very carefully, and we have some of them pictured in the textbook in honor of him and his family.
Wow, that's very nice. I have to say, just when I look at this amazing book, Black History 365, and you mentioned 1,248 pages, I have to wonder about the schools. Like, how have the folks received this book, the textbook? How, Dr. Milton, let's ask you that. How has it been received by the teachers and the students, for that much?
They have received the book extremely well. Many of them are not only saying that this is for 9th through 12th grade students, many of them are saying this engages all ages. This should be a book that's in every household across this country, in particular, and in general across the world, because it had so many features. It really does. Also, Morehouse College down in Atlanta is going to be one of the first colleges launching the textbook in January. We are also in a conversation with Hampton University in Virginia that's going to do that. And then we have had a number of people who have purchased personal copies of the textbook. So we believe that it has this book throughout the pages. It's a healing mechanism. I just want to quickly go back, if you can indulge me for a quick second, to talk about these images. And I don't know if I've ever shared this with Joel, but it was an extremely tedious task to find the images. And he, like he said, he would go through 200 images just to get to that 201 to say, hey, this is it here. I mean, it wasn't anything that was easily done. I mean, it was arduous and it was daunting. And in some cases, I saw and felt the pain that he went through just to make sure that it was beyond excellent. Because the images not only tell a story, the images bring the words alive of that book.
Wow. I'm blown away. I love as you respond to this, and you're just painting an amazing picture of Black History 365. Now, how do folks find this book, Dr. Milton? How do folks get their hands on a personal copy or an edition for, you know, like you said, should be in every household?
Absolutely. Well, we're asking the world to go to bh365.org. That's bh365.org. And one of the major features that we have in the book, besides the many QR codes, because we wanted to have a strong integration of technology, we've also embedded music in the book from award-winning Grammy producer by the name of Dr. Kevin Cates, affectionately known as K.O. And K.O. has developed 40 songs. He's a producer for Jay-Z, T.I., Rick Ross, Drake, Snoop Dogg, and a host of others. So we have an expert who has put together amazing songs, and he got the words from the text. And they are just powerful. I mean, they will be
kind of like a soundtrack for the book.
Yes, yes, you can definitely say that. And as Joel said, we have a Hamilton in the making.
I see.
I call it an anthology of Black history, because basically what we've done is, you know, he's doing a song for each chapter, lifting lyrics from the text itself and the concepts surrounding the text. And so you start in ancient Africa and bring it all the way up to George Floyd, some of the things that are happening in our culture today. It's like ripping pages out of the headlines, the way we've done it. And then we have an e-book version that is available, and so that will allow us to even add more items, you know, as things happen in our culture, so that we can continue to keep it updated and in the ebook version.
And that's important, right? Always to make sure that, you know, I keep going back to, I forget whose book it was, but I like that word living, like living history. It just keeps on going, and I love that. I have to tell you, this is just amazing. We're talking with the authors of this amazing book, the folks behind Black History 365, this amazing, incredible book. We're talking with Dr. Joel A. Freeman and Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. So we're real excited to have them with us today. 1,248 pages. This is a huge book, but it is packed with so much information and knowledge that we need. And I can't say it enough. I really can't. I think this is a game changer out there. Dr. Freeman, why was this so necessary, though? You know, there are tons of books. Folks will say, I saw the books that were out there when I was in school, and those history books seem just fine. What do you say to folks who say something like that, Dr. Freeman?
Well, every time there is a racially charged incident in America, there are some very smart people, passionate people who get on TV. You know, we affectionately call them talking heads. And you can almost, if you're running a betting game, you could bet that someone's going to say, in so many words, we need to have a national conversation around the topic of race relations in America. And one gets the sense that 3 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, perhaps that same person will be saying the same thing. And you know, people protest in different ways. We have comedians who use comedy expertly to protest. Some write books. Some will write poetry. We remember the protest songs of the 60s and the protesting in rap music and hip-hop music. And some protest by demonstrating, marching. The way Walter and I protest is by putting in the 2.5 years, 12, 16-hour days to come up with a solution to the education gap in America. Our protest is we look at it in terms of a solutionist approach, so that we can start these conversations. So we have something in the textbook that is proprietary to BH365, we have something called the Elephant Experience. Now, the elephant experience, and we could spend a whole show just talking about the elephant experience, but it's a whole idea of, we have these topics that people don't like talking about. It's uncomfortable. And topics that cause some people to talk at or past each other. Some people block each other on Facebook or other types of social media. And so what Walter and I wanted to do is to come up with a process. Cause why an elephant? You know, connection with Africa. Hey, there's an elephant in the room. Probably your favorite joke in second grade was, hey, how do you eat an elephant? One spoonful at a time, one bite at a time. So there has to be a process, a schema, a methodology for dealing with the elephant. And then, of course, the hippocampus of an elephant is extremely large, and their EQ matches and rivals that of chimpanzees and some species of dolphins. So it has to be something that's sticky, something that is that engages, not just momentarily, but for the long term. So that's what we did. So topics such as 3/5 of a human being, Uncle Tom, the N-word, reparations, are we in a post-racial society after having a black president for two terms? Can a white person ever truly understand the black experience in America? Scientific racism, lynching, and should we tear the statues down? Things like that, topics like that, that we have a certain process that is a healing process, not a divisive process, where students can be, where we have professional development trainers that train the teachers in setting the environment so the students can create an environment that allows for these topics to be dealt with in a way that is beneficial. And where there there's a binary choice, we have QR codes that provide the pro and the con, you know, the for and against views. And so it invites people outside of their confirmation bias bubbles and gets them into a realm where they begin to see the other side, and or at least hear the other side. And then using the Socratic method, the students engage around it and come up with individual or perhaps even collective understanding about something. So to get back to your original question, the need for something like this, and the response we're getting from principals, from educators, from superintendents, from people who have, historians. I was talking with a historian the other day, and he was saying he's up to page 500 already.
Oh, wow.
In the textbook.
Wow.
And he was saying that he was just delighted. He said, oh, my goodness. He's checking out the QR codes. He's engaging with it. And he just said, I just cannot believe a resource like this is finally available. This is what I've been talking about all my life, and a resource like this.
Absolutely.
So, when it comes to the distinctives, we believe that we have something that is very uniquely crafted. It's designed for healing. It's truth-centric. It has the music attached to it. It has QR codes, so it's engaging with technology. We start in ancient Africa, so we're not reinforcing implicitly or explicitly the notion that black history started slavery. So we bring all these elements together that we've discussed, and we brought it into one textbook. Now, we're also planning to create a K through 8, so K2, 3, 5, 6, 8 grade bands. Those are coming. And we're using the 9 through 12 textbook, which, by the way, engages all ages. We're using that backbone information to then be contextualized in the 6 through 8, 3 through 5, and K through 2 programs. So now, getting back to how I started this response, now we're starting to get people, to kids, to start talking about the tough topics in a contextualized manner from kindergarten on. And hopefully we'll be able to measure results with the students, the teachers, and perhaps even the parents. And, 3 years from now, 5 years, 12 years from now, to see what kind of impact this can have on our society that is so polarized politically, and to really get people to engage coming through the lens and the gateway of history, which an inclusive account of a history, so that we can somehow see healing happen in our country.
I totally agree. I was thinking, as you were just explaining that, I'm thinking to myself as well, You know, that's the thing. We're all, you know, when we look back at how when we were in school and taught history, and it really does, I hate to say, but it really, that's kind of where you, what you get is, you know, for Black history, anything that's relating to Black culture is usually starting with slavery. And so I so appreciate what you have just described in Black History 365. I so appreciate it because just to be able to connect back to Africa and just see a place in, you know, how, you know, folks of Black descent, just African descent rather, just figure into everything. So it's amazing to me. And I have I'm kind of blown away just to talk to you about it. So I'm excited for folks to get their hands on Black History 365. It is important. It's an important book. So what else is there out there? You and Dr. Milton, as you mentioned, there is music involved in all of this as well. Can I get my hands on some of this so I can play some of those songs on the Hair Radio Morning Show? We'd love to get some of those music files over here. That
well, it's awesome. It's probably the music is so good, and I can't wait till you hear it. And I think that maybe Joe and I could send you a demo copy for your
Absolutely.
Ears only,
okay.
Because it's going through the process of being produced and recorded, and so we're going through all the legal aspects
yes,
of that. But in the meantime.
Yes.
Yeah, we can give you something that you could look forward to coming out, and I think that we will love to have you once we get the green light to play it on your show because it's going to be a Grammy award producing set of music, and I give all the accolades to God first, but I give them to KO. Who was used by God to do this, to do this work. I mean, the music is incredible. And as the kids say, it is highly dope. So,
awesome.
So
awesome.
I think that, yeah, you're going to love it. You really are. And, you know, Joel and I are just so honored that you allowed us to be here today to share this, one of the most passionate things in our lives, you know, Black history. And Joel talked about us being utilized as a vessel. You know, we had many moments that we worked throughout the day, and we'll talk, you know, how do we get here? How do we do this? Where did this come from? And we just know that this was all divinely inspired. It really was.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, I want to just, before we close out on this part today, I definitely want to just make sure everybody is aware of, again, how to get their hands on Black History 365, your website. Please give us that again. You know, Dr. Freeman, Dr. Milton, please tell everybody how to get their hands on this amazing book.
Yes, BH365.org. BH365.org.
Okay, and that is just awesome. And we're real happy about that. Yes, indeed. And also, just to let everybody know that you guys, this is not the end of Black History 365 on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so happy and honored that you guys are here. You know, we're announcing right now just an interview arc where we're going to have a few shows at this time, and then we're going to roll out something long-term that kind of can, you know, take parts of this amazing book. We're going to say Black History 365.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ShareWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Marie.
Good morning.
Hi, how are
Good
you
morning.
Doing today? Happy
great,
Tuesday.
Great.
Yes.
Happy Tuesday to you as well.
Yes, thank you.
And all
you.
Of our it's, fans.
Yes, absolutely. It's June 7th of 2022. It's our show number 722. Good number. So listen, kind of want to jump right on in with host chat today. As you guys know, usually about 7:30 thereabout, we do a big host chat, Nicole Marie and myself, mid-show. So it's just an opportunity for us to kind of give you some live talk on what's happening for the day. And maybe a few things on the show and a few little pluses. So kind of want to, like I said, I want to jump right on in and talk about some of the things. First, kind of have to take a moment kind of acknowledge what's happening right now. And it's still being, the story is still unfolding. But at this time in old Nigeria, big thing. Can you kind of tell us a little bit? It's a big church attack of some sort. Can you tell us anything about it, Nicole Marie?
Yes, thank you, Carrie. Well, at this time, this is what we know, at least 50 people were killed on Sunday when gunmen opened fire on worshipers at a Catholic church. They were attending a Pentecost Sunday Mass. And there were gunmen that were inside, and there were also gunmen that were outside that were killing churchgoers that were trying to flee after, you know, the gunfire had erupted.
Right, right. This is really, as folks know, it's very sad. And we are, as well, here in America, dealing with gun violence, mass shootings and all of that. For those of us who have friends and family over in Nigeria, our hearts and prayers are with our fellow familial folks over there. And we will continue to follow this here at Hair Radio and continue to bring you the latest that we have on this. So thank you, Nicole Marie. I'm going to ask that you stay on top of this for everybody at Hair Radio and kind of let us know as we move along. Just switching gears a little bit this morning, here in New York City, as you guys know, we're in line for a governor. There's a big gubernatorial race that's kind of heated up already. And so we have Kathy Hochul, who is the acting governor right now, who took over from Cuomo. And so there's the whole Democratic debate that's going on. So this is happening for you New Yorkers on, I believe it's on Channel 2. So Google this. It's on tonight. So please check it out. Some rural.
Definitely.
Lots of political things happening. And I think you mentioned a little bit about this, right, Nicole Marie?
Yes. The different primary elections definitely going on right now. They're different for each state, so no specific dates. But the general election, general election, Tuesday, November the 8th, 2022. So that's what the primaries are leading up to. So definitely, please go out and vote. Exercise your right to vote. Yes.
Absolutely. And I was so funny. I have, if you listen to certain old Hair Radio morning shows, you will hear me literally, I took you guys with me to the voting booth. I kid you not.
Oh, wow. Yes.
I really did. I literally walked to, because I go early in the morning here in New York and Brooklyn. I go early. As soon as they open up, I'm there like 6:02 or something. Yes, I am. Well, that's the same time that the Hair Radio Morning Show was on.
Oh, yes.
So
I can't miss it. Yes.
I can't miss it. So I literally have taken you guys with me and described the experience. And, you know, the Hair Radio Morning Show, what I love about this broadcast, Nicole Marie, is that it is just literally whatever we can do to just make your morning experience memorable each day.
Yes.
That's what we strive to do here. And I think it's, you know, I just think sometimes I think, gosh, we are really, it's weird, but it's not weird. Weird is the wrong word. Special. No, special is the wrong word, too. But it's just, you know, it's just something that we want you to know you're not alone,
exactly.
Whatever you're dealing with. You're not alone.
Whatever you're experiencing, right.
Exactly. We all
These are all things that we go through.
Exactly. And I put up a lot of stuff on emotion and happiness and all of that kind of stuff on my Facebook page. I said, I hope. I don't want to give anybody the wrong impression, but I'm okay at this moment. But but just if I weren't, because I post up a lot of little sayings and things that to give inspiration to the folks who follow me on social media.
Inspiration and hope for people, yes.
Exactly. And that's what I think we do on this show, don't you think?
I totally agree, yes.
Yeah, and so I'm super hyped about our responsibility in that, and I appreciate you guys and your support. And we're going to continue, and we're going to make this, we're going to get through everything together.
Take this seriously, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Have to look out for one another.
Exactly. And especially for you guys with the families. Hasn't this taken on a whole new meaning for you guys, Nicole Marie?
Oh, yes, it definitely has. You know, there's so many, like we just touched on just a minute ago, there's so many things that people go through. And if we can just share,
yes,
and let people know, hey, you're not in this alone. Yes.
Exactly.
And especially for myself as a wife, as a mother.
I can't even imagine the kids.
So
I can't imagine.
Much.
Wow. Yeah.
And especially now, Carrie, let me just tell you this. Especially now. The kids are out of school. My kids have been out of school about a week now.
Uh-huh.
And now they're moving into their summer practices and
how's that
summer
going?
School. And yesterday, Monday, was day one.
Oh, wow.
It's hectic. It's hectic, Carrie. It's hectic. But
I don't know how you do
it. I'm going to make it.
Yes. Ladies, you have that certain something about compartmentalizing. And
we make it happen.
I think it's with moms. I think moms know how to do it. And
right.
It's just in us, I think,
just to make it happen.
Well, you know
some
what?
Some days I'm like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to get all
this
done?
But
I make it happen. I make it happen. The kids are where they need to be. I'm where
exactly.
I need to be. My husband's
and
where he needs to be. So
yes, do come on sometimes and keep us abreast of your family efforts because it's helpful to talk about it. And I think it'll resonate with the fans of this show in an incredible way. So I really
certainly do.
I think it's going to be really, really cool.
This is week one, so I'll have lots to share. This is week one of summer.
Of many. All right. Well,
yes.
We're going to hold you to that. Now, speaking of family, I want to take a moment also. As you know, we've been talking about moms, but we also want to bring a light to the fact that we are celebrating dads. We're celebrating fathers.
Yes.
Father's Day, of course.
Important.
Yeah, very important this month. We're not just picking one day to celebrate like moms. We celebrate not just on that day, the whole week, the whole month,
yes,
the whole year.
Yes.
Essentially every day, exactly. Thank you for that. It's so important. So important. And so for the fathers, we've put together something that I think is going to knock your socks off. I really do. It's the first time ever we've had these three gentlemen on together to talk about being dads. And almost all the leading men on our network, you know, all of our male network stars here at Hair Radio, they're all dads. I'm the only one raising my hand,
right.
And I'm a dog dad. But that doesn't count. doggy daddies don't count in this one. Michael Hopkins of the Talk Radio Show, he's the host. We've got Eugene Davis, who is the host of Conversations with Hair. And also Otto, who helps to co-host, and I should make this clear, he's our wonderful junior co-host on the show, and we do a wonderful that follows this each day called Coffee, Tea, and Conversations, and he's a big part of that. And so I got these guys together to talk about fathers and their commitment.
Wow.
Well, let me tell you something, Nicole Marie. I thought we were just going to have a very, we're going to just do surfacey. But I'll tell you something, folks. You don't want to miss it. So it should be on in the next day or so. On our roster, it looks like 8 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, the 8th of June. So tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central, it'll be the Father's Day special with these cats. And I don't think you want to miss it. I think it's going to be riveting radio, I call it.
Looking forward to it.
Yes, me too. So really good stuff. And, some interesting stuff. And just also while we're talking about Michael Hopkins as well. Again, let me just say again, we've got Otto, we've got Eugene Davis, and Michael Hopkins, and myself. We're all this amazing, incredible round table of guys.
Wow.
So we've taken all of our male network stars and put everybody together to talk about some of the, it's quite some candid talk about what, it's the fellow's turn. We really are trying to talk on the show, so I think you're going to have a lot that you get from this. So please tune in again tomorrow at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central for our special on Father's celebration for the whole month.
Definitely.
So yeah, that should be pretty good. Now I've got to say, speaking of Michael Hopkins, he's on later today, about 8:30 Eastern. It's all live, folks.
Yes.
And he'll be with us in just a bit with our coffee tea conversations, of course. But he'll drop in on that and kind of bring us up to date a little bit on what he's covering at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. I know it's a general discharge under honorable conditions, but what does that mean? We're gonna ask Michael, and he'll fill us in. So, Nicole Marie, and I forget, we also have the angels, and one of those angels, I forgot, is right here with us right now. Nicole Marie, you see how quickly we forget that you are, Nicole Marie is one of the founding angels with Michael, let me just explain it so our fans will know what the heck we're talking about and folks that are just tuning in. First, Nicole Marie was over with Michael's Vet Talk radio show and as one of Michael's producers, along with Nur Jahan and Katrina, and we're wishing them well and shouting them out this morning. And she remains there. With that show, she'll be on again with Michael. You'll be joining Michael, Noor, and Katrina at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central this morning for the next episode of Vet Talk Radio. So that's going to be exciting. And but you do double duty, we call it.
Yeah.
We call it double duty because you also, you're over there, and then you come over to our wonderful co-hosting spot each morning here live on the show. We're real happy about that. Now, I do have to say, you know, speaking of our wonderful British accent this morning, and I don't do such a great British accent. Well, maybe I do. I'll let that be your decision. But I tell you, I don't know if you caught over the weekend. I know it ended on Sunday, but did you get a chance to catch any of the Jubilee for the Queen of England?
I did catch some of the Jubilee. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, I got to hear your thoughts. Okay.
Okay. First of all, anybody who has not tuned in or heard about it, UK celebration marking the 70 years of service for the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, who's the first British monarch. And the Queen is 96 years young.
Wow.
And just think about that. 70 years of service?
That's a lot.
That's a long time.
Yes,
that's a long time.
Longer than our lives.
Oh, yes. But the Platinum Jubilee was held for 4 days. It started on Thursday and ran through Sunday, and it was a just included parades, parties, pageantry, church service, and just a lot of fanfare as part of the celebration.
Well, I've got to tell you, for me, Nicole Marie, I caught a little bit on the news over the weekend, and I was just kind of blown away. And the same remarks that you made about, I mean, she's like 96 years old. I'm thinking I won't even know my name by then. But but I'll tell you, the other thing that I found, I was so happy to see the young man with, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yes.
I was so happy to see
and their
them
children,
back.
Yes.
Yes, and to be welcomed back into the fold because I remember a few months back he gave a blistering account.
I agree that I'm glad that they were there. You know, he was there to support his grandmother, support his family. And I think there still is a little tension there, but I'm just happy that they were there.
Well, it's there when I caught some of the reporting. The news reporters seem to not be so forgiving. Like the regular people appeared. They only showed one or two, maybe that was all they showed, that didn't, you know, so much overlook what has transpired with them and seem to hold a grudge.
Right.
But maybe there are a lot of folks who do not. But I'll tell you something. Are you, would you be holding a grudge if the kids came out and said all kind of blistering stuff about what happens in your house? Would that, or would you kind of overlook it and, you know, and maybe being a grandma is different than, say, a parent might have reacted. Yeah. So what do you say?
Right.
Well, are you the grudge holder type?
I wouldn't think I would hold a grudge, but we would definitely have to have some conversations about that, about, you know, actually what you share and what you don't share, because that's private family business, you know.
I love that. Okay. That's like what to share. Actually, that's a good point, what to share and what not to share. You know, I watched it. I thought it was very revealing, and it was almost too revealing that it was like, what do they still say, that TMI? I felt a little TMI-ish because I said, I really, you know, don't want to know these things.
Right.
But, you know, so I get why people were still stinging mad because it was pretty rough. That was a raking over the coals.
Most definitely.
So for them to be back in England and at the Jubilee, I was like, okay. But
I love them, though, Carrie, just because you can tell that the two of them are happy, that they love each other, that, you know, their family unit is good. And
yeah.
Like I said, I'm just happy that they were able to go to celebrate the Queen. Like I said, that is Harry's grandmother. You know, I'm sure he wouldn't want to miss it, despite if there is tension or anything else going on. That's his family. That's still his family.
Family first. And that's what I'm hearing. Okay, Nicole Marie.
Exactly.
All right, I'm giving you that. I love it. Love it. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines with the incredible, irrepressible Nicole Marie. And this is Host Chat. You guys know we do mid-show live chat. If you have something to say, you need to tell us. You could tweet us at Hair Radio. Again, it's HairRadio, just one R in there. And, you know, so it's some interesting stuff. Now, I've got to tell you one other thing on the Jubilee. I caught a video.
Okay.
I don't know what was going on, but it was Diana Ross. I waited the whole,
I
heard was Diana, Diana, Diana.
Yeah.
And so I want to hear your
party.
Thoughts first. Okay, did you catch the Diana performance?
I did. It was rather interesting because it seemed to be some issues with the sound and her voice and all of that. But I did watch some, yes.
Okay, well, here. I'm going to tell you what I saw. And and let me tell you, first of all, the song choices to me was the first thing that caught me a little bit off guard. Now, when you have a catalog like Diana Ross, it must be real hard trying to figure out what songs
you're going to sing.
That would probably take weeks. You know, I mean, she has like tons of songs. They were the most successful girl group probably of all time. You know, so no shade to our wonderful friend to Hair Radio, you know, Beyonce's dad who created Destiny's Child. But just back to Diana, I said, well, okay, she sang first a song called Chain Reaction that is very, very, it's a little long in the tooth, it's a little up there, but her music is timeless. So she sang Chain Reaction, which was a big hit in America. I remember it very well. Not one, a super ginormous hit, but it was a hit. So I thought that was an interesting choice to open up her segment, you know, our piece with.
Right.
And then she sang a song that I personally love that I'm playing today on the show called Thank You. It's
I always talk about this song.
Yes, and it's one of my favorites from her. And it's new. It's her new song. Usually what these artists do, whenever they have such a big audience like that, they are, and I'm not saying about her, but in general, they are usually trying to sell like their new songs so that, you know, they want to move the new music. So usually what they do, exactly, but they know that the fans will not sit through all new music. Like if they played the hits first, you're not going to sit, you know, you'll
listen.
Be upset.
Right, you're
not
going to
listen
tune it out.
To the exactly. So they always lead in with the new songs early, and then they'll play like the hits.
Right.
So yeah,
then everybody knows.
Exactly. So I heard the Thank You song, which did it for me. And what was, I don't remember the big anchor song that she did, which was one of the old tracks. Was it, I forget the song that she did, but it was one of her big hits.
What do I?
It wasn't Reach Out and Touch. It wasn't that one, but it was really a great song, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. If You
mind.
Need Me. I think it was If You Need Me. Just call me, no matter what. I think it was that song.
Okay.
I could be right. Well, we're going to Google it. And if you guys know, let us know out there if you remember this. That would be great if you caught that. I know it's on YouTube. So really good stuff, I have to say. It's still a lot of remarkable things happening in the world. And I'm grateful that Hair Radio is here each day. And we're going to keep you company. I always say to folks, you've got no one to talk to, well, talk to us. We're here 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. That's Monday through Friday. We do live call-in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You dial the 516 number, and we are here. And so I'm super happy. We've got some great things happening, we've got some surprises even today. Yes, some special things happening. So we don't want you going anywhere, and we've got a lot more to get to. So what about you, Nicole Marie? Now, how is it going? Now, you are down, just to remind everybody, I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and you are in Mississippi.
Water Valley, Mississippi.
Yes,
I'm in northern Mississippi.
Now, do you ever get a chance to go down to the southern part of Mississippi or central or some of the other locations?
I do. We actually take vacation sometime and go down to the coast, which is about 5 hours away. So we do.
Wow. Mississippi's
go down
that big?
And relax, go to the beach. Oh, yes. Carrie, now you've got to come to Mississippi now.
Was like, I didn't know it was 5 hours big. Wow. Well, you know what? What
yes,
I know
Carrie.
About Mississippi is that the seafood is off the chain. That's what we say in New York, off the chain. So it's
seafood,
really big.
We get that come from the coast. Barbecue, the pulled pork. Carrie, you have to come and just taste it.
I'm going down to Mississippi. I am. Well, I tell you something, I love that. Well, that's what I was trying to do eventually and soon, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We will start those incredible talking tours because we want to give folks some insight. You know, we have listeners from everywhere. Even when I think about our Father's Day special, Eugene Davis is out in Chicago. Michael Hopkins is down in Virginia. Otto is in New Jersey. I'm in New York. The show does. It is very diverse, everything that we do. We are adding new people all the time. I'm just loving this. I really am.
Great.
So that's really, really
lots
exciting.
Lots of different experiences.
Yes, it
so
is.
Much.
It is. And so
great.
That's the thing with this. And we're kind of just getting started. You guys know I have to remind you. Also, Nicole Marie, we got to tell them, upscalemagazine.com. Please, folks, the June-July issue is out now. The wedding issue. And for me, I love the wedding issue. I started really going in page to page and taking a good look at it and reading these incredible stories, which really inspired me because, one, they're talking about Robin Roberts' book that she has. She has a book out. You can see it in pick up the Upscale magazine. It's on newsstands everywhere as well. And go to the upscalemagazine.com website for information and all that. But what I love about this is that the book mentions about being happy. Now, it really is a coincidence. I was inspired to talk about happiness and all of that, which is kind of our unofficial. I mean, we've got a lot of themes happening this month, in the month of June of 2022, as you guys know. We're celebrating everything from Black Music Month to Pride Month for the LGBTQ community. Of course, Juneteenth and Upscale Magazine Radio, which launched where you can tune in 24/7 and listen to some great talk and information about the magazine. That's upscalemagazineradio.com. Check that out. And also just in the month of June. So all that happening all month long.
So much.
We don't just talk about it for one day. We talk about the whole month.
Exactly.
So good stuff. Yeah, so if that's not enough, we have added a theme. And that is theme talk, which is about happiness. Now, get a load of that. Happy, yeah. Because I wanted to, you know, the rage, everybody's talking about mental health and all of that. And I'm not tying it into any of the violence and things like that. I don't believe in that correlation for me personally. So I'm talking about just being healthy, healthy mind. You know, we always talk about healthy hair on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Well, we're talking about healthy minds. And so happiness, being happy. And I really had to think, are you happy? And that was the big question we have to ask ourselves. And if not, why not? And what is that? What is it, something that's intangible that you can never touch and grasp? Or is it something that you need to work at? What is happiness?
Wow. Big question. Big question. Big question.
Yes.
Because I personally, Carrie, feel like happiness is a journey. You don't just wake up one day and you're happy all of a sudden. Is because happiness is a state of contentment, of fulfillment. So you just don't wake up all of a sudden and, okay, you're happy. I think it's the experiences, your environment, everything around you, I think that all contributes to you being happy. Do you have control over it? Yes. I do believe you do have control over your happiness. You are in control, but those other factors around you play into your happiness.
So, okay, so you said happiness is like the journey part.
Yes.
Like you're traveling to it.
Yes, because I don't feel like all of a sudden you wake up and you're just happy. Because there are so many factors that go into it. Are you unhappy because, you know, because you've lost your job? Are you unhappy because you've lost a loved one? Are you unhappy? You know, all of these factors and stuff contribute to your happiness. But like I said, you're in control of that. And I believe it's a state of mind. It's a state of being.
So it's something that is kind of intangible, that is not, it, you can't really touch it. And I kind of know what you mean.
Touch it, but you can achieve it. But it's not, it's like you can't just put your hands on it, so to speak.
Well, I don't know about even it being achievable for me, because I think that I don't know about, you know, and let me explain it, because I don't want to sound, make that, I'm going to make it real clear. I definitely, I get what everybody's saying, because the one constant I hear from everyone and that I've read since I started kind of looking into happiness, and that is that everyone seems to agree that it's not a destination. It's not the destination. Like, you know, you don't get off ramp 95, make a right, and there's, you know, there's happiness waiting for you. Everybody would be on that road. We'd all be on that highway.
Exactly.
But what you have along that long highway are many options, many exits, and so and many
signs.
You're
in control.
You're in control. You're driving. You're pressing the gas. What I do agree is that you live in happiness. You live there. So from day to day, it goes back to what you said about making up your mind. I totally think that's the case. You're about as happy as you make up your mind to be. Someone said that years ago.
Exactly.
And that is the truth. However, are there things that you can do to manufacture your happiness? Well, sure. I wanted to always have a piano. Well, I bought a piano.
Wanted
to have a little car. Well, those are things that can make you happy. But remember that happiness is a very much a fleeting feeling or emotion. It's fleeting, meaning that once it happens, well, it kind of goes right away. So if, you know, so you got to look for something more intrinsic, something more profound, something deeper, a deeper connection and correlation if you wish to make, if you really want to turn your happiness, and I'm making air quotes, if you want to make, turn it from happiness to joy.
Right.
And that is what I think. So, okay, well, we're going to be talking about this. I think even Eugene Davis gets into this on his Thursday episode this week of conversations with Hare. So I'm looking forward to it. He's on Thursdays, Thursday mornings at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Yeah, so you don't want to miss that.
I'm looking forward to hear that.
Yeah, he's talking about that this week, and he's getting into some incredible scalp talk. That is going to be revolutionary. Yeah, so you definitely don't want to mention this. You're going to find out some things, I believe, about Eugene as well on this episode coming up Thursday, again, at 8 o'clock right here. We've got a great lineup of folks at Hare Radio. My gosh.
Yes. Another exciting week.
Yeah, I'm starting to really enjoy this. Yeah, me too. And so we've got some surprises on the way today. So that's all I'm going to say. And I just want to take a moment. Yes, outstanding job, Nicole Marie. You're doing great. You've been a great source in addition to the show, and we just appreciate you and adore you here. So
thank you so much. I appreciate
you. You got it. All right, folks, we're going to have you to keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more to get into on today's edition of the Hare Radio Morning Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the Hare Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hare Radio.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hare Radio Show with Terry Hines.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hare Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hare Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Oh, we know, Terry. We're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we dealing with you, Kerry Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's gonna be aight. No, it's never gonna be aight. It's always gonna be excellence, Kerry. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. I agree, and I think it's trusting, Kerry, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Kerry, and then we trust each other.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hare Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
We're back live. It is mid-show, about 7:35 New York time. We're live on this Tuesday, June 7th of 2022. It's our show number, 722 of our three-hour live daily show. As you heard, the longest-running hair and beauty radio talk in the history of broadcasting.
Well, listen, I am bringing to the line, I don't know how to describe this incredible woman. She's just been a constant here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Fixyourfeet.com, everybody knows. If you've heard of the Hair Radio Morning Show, you've heard of fixyourfeet.com. It is my great honor to bring back to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the first time in quite a few months. The one and only Dr. Yolanda Ragland. Good morning, Dr. Ragland, and welcome
good
back to the
morning.
Show.
Good morning.
Yes. Oh, it is a great pleasure and honor. I really mean that. And we've got you live. And
that's
the,
right.
The folks, yes, they have just, I mean, we have a lot of folks on now listening to you. So I know that through the promotion of us talking about you returning today. So we're happy to have you here.
Yeah.
How are you?
Well,
I
want to hear from these guys then. Great. I'm so glad to hear that they're on and they're listening and they've understood that I've been a longtime supporter of this broadcast.
We call you legacy advertising. We do. And we just appreciate you. So I can gush over you all day. You know that. So listen, I want to kind of jump on in this morning while we have you, because you are, yes, well, we've got a lot to get into. First, when I went to fixyourfeet.com, just to kind of catch up, every so often I go there just kind of see abreast of all the amazing things that you're doing. I was blown away about all of the products. I don't remember seeing all that the last time you were on the show, so we're going to talk all about that. And just, you know, some of the things that you've been up to lately. I also want to talk, we've got summer foot care we got to get into. I've got questions from, like I said, the folks out there calling in. Some of our hosts and people who, you know, help us on the show have questions. So a lot to kind of dig on into this morning. So first, let's catch up with you. What, since you've been on the show, what's new over there with fixyourfeet.com?
Well, like you alluded to just earlier, I have finally launched some more products. So I definitely have mentioned in the past that I have the Fix Your Fungal Nail. So if you have an issue with having fungal nails, I have this wonderful product. It is second to none that's out there on the open market. A lot of people don't know this, but you'll see ads for fungal nail products that are either over-the-counter or prescription. And most of these products that they have out there, the active ingredient is really formulated for your skin and not specifically for the nails. And if you just take a look at your skin, you can see the pores on your skin. But if you take a look at your nails, you can't really visually see the pores in your nails, even though there are microscopic pores there. So the medication that they use, like I said, the active ingredient for these so-called fungal nail products, The molecule is so large, it really can't penetrate the nail. My formula has a vehicle that attaches onto the active ingredient, which allows it to penetrate those tiny pores of the nail. That's why my product is superior to all the other ones that are out on the open market. And it works
and you can
so
see it
well.
Right there on your website. I want to make it clear. Yes. When you go to fixyourfeet.com, I saw it on the products page. I was just blown away because, like I said, beautiful packaging. Everything is well done. And the fungal nail, this is something a lot of people, you know, I mean, I hate to say, but a lot of people really are dealing with this. This is not am I right, Dr.
Many people deal with it. And here's the thing. You know, the other reason why my product is so great is because it is backed by an expert. I'm not just a podiatric or a foot doctor expert. I am also a podiatric foot expert that has had dermatologic research background from the National Institutes of Health, NIH. So if anybody knows what NIH is, that is like the mecca of scientific research. People come from all over the globe just to go there so that they can do research. So it is, I mean, like, it is a big prestige to be an NIH doctor, and I am proud to say that I'm one. I spent 5 years in, you know, doing dermatologic research. So not only are you getting an expert that is a podiatrist, but you have one that has also done extensive research in dermatology, and that's the reason why when I came across this formula, I was like, this is wonderful. But what a lot of other people don't tell you about fungal nails, you know, there are two types of people on this planet, and this is written on the back of my box. Two types of people on the planet, people that get fungal infections and people that don't. So people think that fungal infections are like super contagious, and the answer is yes and no. It's yes if you're susceptible, and no if you're not. So if you're not susceptible to getting a fungal infection, you can actually wear the shoes of somebody who has an infection, and you're not going to contract it.
Wow.
You won't
get it. You kind of have to be prone to that. Wow.
You have to be prone to it. Exactly. Now you might say, doctor, I never got it, and then, then all of a sudden I started getting it. Well, as we age, our immune system lowers. So with a lower immunity, now you can become susceptible or more prone to contracting the fungal infection. So I always try to teach people that, listen, it's not about cleanliness. There are spores. There are fungal spores everywhere. And you can't get rid of them. The only way to get rid of a fungal spore is under super high temperature and super and intense pressure. I mean, you basically have to put it in a super high pressure cooker oven called an autoclave to blast the fungal spore away. So it doesn't matter if you bleach your whole house or if you throw away all your socks and your shoes. You're not going to get rid of it. So the whole thing is that you have to always be proactive with treating your feet. So if you have fungal nails or athlete's foot or any sort of, any of these types of fungal infections that occur on the skin, you have to always kind of like put something on the area that has some sort of antifungal agent on it, to kind of like give yourself a protective barrier so that you won't contract the fungal infection again. That's the reason why I'm not a big fan of a lot of the oral medications, because the oral medications work because they stay in your system for a very long time. Once your system has metabolized or has consumed all of that medication in your system, it's not, you're going to be susceptible again, and you will more than likely get the infection again. So I'm really big about educating. Yeah, so I'm really big about educating, making sure that you're informed about what you're doing, because you have people going in and spending like, you know, thousands of dollars to get these laser treatments, which work, but it's temporary if you're not informed about how you need to continue to maintain your foot afterwards so that it doesn't recur again. So having something, so even if you do go get the laser therapy, you still got to get something like my Fix Your Fungal Nail, which is great to put on top of the nail. Even if you've eradicated it, you put it on like once or twice a week. If you have a current infection, you put it on twice a day. Oh, and I didn't mention that I'm on Retail Me Not right now, and I'm giving away a free chapstick-size sample of my SOS stick, which stands for Soften Our Soul. And that is to it's got a little bit of urea in it, which is a very gentle, mild acid. And if you have troubles with, you know, getting hard, calloused skin under your foot, this will help keep
kind of
the soles of your feet softened.
Wow. All right. And that's SOS. Wow, I'm loving it. Soften our souls. Okay. Listen, guys out there, if you're just kind of tuning in, I see some folks just joined us. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hine. It's one of my favorite days when Dr. Yolanda Raglan comes to our broadcast. It just always feels great. It's fun, and you're just chock full of information for everybody. So I want to kind of get into a little of this, and I love what you say, your tagline on your site, choose the doctor who understands your needs.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I really
want to
say that again.
What I actually say is I understand what it's like to walk in your shoes. That's what I like
literally
to say. I get it. I understand what it's like to walk in your shoes. I get it. I get all aspects of it. And I think that we have a lot of doctors out there. They are experts. But I think specifically because I started my practice targeting a core group of women just like myself, black women, even though the practice is for everyone, but I targeted this specific demographic because I think that their needs were being dismissed, and I think that what they wanted wasn't being heard, and they weren't getting the services that they deserved.
Yes. Oh, I'm loving that. That's exactly that. The words that you just said is what applies to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think that's why we have such a great symmetry, synergy and all that wonderful good stuff. Because that's exactly the way that I feel about why there was a need to create the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, but you go beyond that, Dr. Raglan. You go beyond the amazing work that you do with all of your amazing foot care and products and all of that. I love that every time you've come to this broadcast, you have educated, you have talked about, entrepreneurial efforts. And I love the story when you got started, like you kind of alluded to a few minutes ago. I love that whole story when you started your practice and you worked with the other doctor, all those wonderful things, and you just were able to step out and do your own thing with amazing results. So that's why I love to have you on the show. So that's it. So now let me also turn to some other things here this morning. So talking about foot care for the summer, and I know the antifungal part is a big part of that, but what else are some of the other things that you'll be addressing that, that we should talk about to help women particularly, out there with their summer foot? They're going to have their feet out. This is the season, so what can we say?
I think with having your feet out, well, this is one of the things, I think in the summertime, it's almost like a no-brainer. I think that we all, when it starts getting warmer, we're like, my feet are going to be exposed, and we start working on our feet a little bit more, and so we will go to the nail salon and get infrequent and get more pedicures, which I am a huge proponent of. So, some people may discourage you. I think you just need to choose your salon well. So I think that women should at least on a monthly basis, but not just the summertime, but throughout the year, find yourself a nice clean salon and just get that routine maintenance. Because they really get underneath there. They get all that debris out from in between the nails. We find in the summertime that ladies will have less ingrown nails or men for that matter because they are getting more pedicures at that time and they are wearing more open-toed shoes. So they decrease their chances of getting ingrown nails. So I would just say definitely, if you're starting to do that now, please maintain that regimen throughout the year. It should be something that you just, even if you're not just getting a polish on it, just have them go in there and, you know, like I said, maintain, get all that debris from underneath the nails, in between the cuticles. That maintenance is very, very, very important. I think that in the summertime, a lot of us like to wear our really super flats. We love, there are some people that just love wearing a pair of thong flip-flops or just very, very, very flat shoes. And, you know, very flat shoes are just as harmful to the feet as very, very high heel shoes. Oh, hold on.
Why? Because,
Okay. So the reason why is because a lot of, especially within the Black community, I find that we have a lot of us that have very flat feet. And I do have a lot of people, since I am a surgeon, my practice is totally focused around surgery, even though I do have the antifungal nail products. My practice is focused around surgery. So I have a lot of people inquiring about having flat foot surgery, which is another thing I don't push on people, because flat foot surgery is very expensive. It's in a very expensive surgery. You don't really know. I think that people really don't know what they're signing up for when they go get flat foot reconstruction surgery. I think flat foot reconstruction surgery should only be reserved for people that are in excruciating pain. So if you're not in excruciating pain, you do not need to have flat foot reconstruction surgery. But if you're wearing super flat shoes, that's going to be a problem for you, because you're going to start stretching something called your plantar fascia, which is on the bottom of your foot, and you can wind up getting something called plantar fasciitis. Now, a lot of us might know this as heel spur syndrome. We call it heel spur syndrome because oftentimes on an x-ray, you can see this little spur coming off of the bone, the largest bone on the foot called the calcaneus, and it looks like a spur. But regardless of if there's a spur or not, you can still have plantar fasciitis, and the spur is not painful, even though it looks painful on x-ray. It's not what's actually inducing the pain. The pain is from the foot pressing down on the plantar fascia, and you're getting little micro tears. So think of your plantar fascia as this very strong, like ligamentous or tendinous type structure. Think of it like duct tape. It's really hard to rip. So just imagine you keep walking on it with your super flat shoes, and now you're making these little micro tears. And then after you sit down for a while, inflammation builds up in that micro tear, and when you take those first few walks, it's extremely painful. Sometimes people feel like they want to drop down to the floor, and then after they walk for a minute or so, the inflammation disperses, and that's why they're able to walk. They're able to walk normally afterwards. So if you wear something that has some sort of arch support or a heel lift or a slight heel in it, you're going to give relief to that plantar fascia. So wearing super flat shoes is just not ideal. And if you're going to do it, you know, just reserve it for, like, you know, I can understand if you're doing a beach day or a pool day. But if you're somebody who maybe that's your business, you know, beaches and pools, then maybe you might want to get some sort of footwear that has some sort of arch support in there or a raised heel, so that you can avoid getting something like plantar fasciitis.
Wow. Well, this is important information, folks. Listen, if you're just tuning in, of course, you just heard that Dr. Yolanda Raglan. We are just so thrilled from fixyourfeet.com. And all that you're doing to help folks with to have proper foot care and so much more. So listen, I want to take a little bit of a commercial break very briefly here. When we come back, we're going to start the questions. Let's open up the call-in lines. If you're listening through the internet, don't forget that you need to dial into 516-453-9458. This is a good time to do it. Press 1.
we'll get your question on live this morning. So with Dr. Ragland, we're going to, right after the break, we'll come back and we'll ask Dr. Ragland some questions. I have Michael Hopkins standing by. You guys know him. He's the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. And he's got a question for Dr. Ragland. And then a little later on, we have our junior co-host, Otto. You guys have gotten to know him. And we'll give him the last question to Dr. Ragland this morning. And then don't forget the Vet Talk Radio Show. We're going to have Michael tell us a little bit about that right after the commercial break. Dr. Ragland, thank you so much. Wow.
Okay. Can't wait.
Great. Yes, we got a lot more to get into. Do not go anywhere, folks. We've got a lot more with Dr. Ragland. Stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Ragland is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hines. I'm Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Terry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, June 7th of 2022. It's our show number 722 as we kind of march towards our 1,000th live three-hour show. And I am just so thrilled. As I said, this is a very, very special morning that we can have this
wonderful lady. It's hard getting on her calendar for me. But Dr. Ragland, I have to say, we just love having you here live, and you making time for us. It's really quite special for us. Good morning again.
I always love,
thank
you. I always love being here.
Thank you. Well, you have good stuff to share. So I mentioned before, a little commercial break, that I was going to bring a gentleman to the line who just, as soon as Michael heard of Dr. Ragland, that was it. Okay, so I'll let him tell you all about it. Michael Hopkins, what can I say? You yourself have been with the Hair Radio Morning Show now at least a year with the Vet Talk Radio Show. He helps veterans. You do so much out there. And the one thing I thought of you, Dr. Ragland, a couple days back, I think, Michael, you were on and you were talking about some foot problems, and all that went through my head was Dr. Ragland and fixyourfeet.com, and I got to get the clip, so I didn't get the clip. But what can you tell? You're on with Dr. Ragland. Good morning, Michael Hopkins, legacy host.
Good morning, Carrie
Hines. Good morning.
And good morning, my favorite person,
yes.
Dr. Ragland.
Oh,
hello,
it's
good
great
morning.
To hear from you. Morning. Well, Dr. Ragland, my question is this. I don't know if this is something you've come across, but a lot of us in the military community have the issues. Matter of fact, you touched on it when you're talking about flat feet. That's one of the issues that I find when I deal with a lot of the veterans when it comes to claims. And the, what did you just call it? The fasciitis plantar?
I can't even pronounce that.
Is,
yeah.
Yes.
So
but
we'll go
I
with
know
heel
it
spur.
When I hear it.
Okay, heel spur.
It's
yeah,
always
that's
a big, it's a big issue. And my question to you is this. Why do you think in the military community we have a lot of foot issues? Why do you think that's like a reoccurring theme in the military community, doesn't even matter what branch you're in?
Well, first of all, I mean, you guys are booted all the time. You are, you're constantly on your feet. I mean, just think about what even, it doesn't, regardless of which branch it is, you have your basic training. I mean, it's many of the details require long days on your feet. And I think that if you're in any sort of industry where you're on your feet for long periods of time, your feet are going to fail you at some point.
At some point. Wow. Yeah. So what should they do? Should they seek out some podiatric kind of, care at some, at some point, or that's, I would imagine
you
that
know,
would be.
I think that, first of all, I hear a lot of ladies that come in that are veterans, and they're like, yeah, I had to wear these combat boots all the time. And I'm just assuming, so I hope no one takes offense to this, but I'm just assuming that that's not probably a priority for these military branches, for them to be making shoes of comfort for their officers.
Right.
So I think that perhaps maybe if they were, it could just basically be something could be changed, just basic, something as basic as changing what's the inside of those shoes are made at, like what are they like? Does the inside have an inner sole? Is it just flat? Does it have an arch support? Does it have some sort of shock absorption inside of it? I think that if you want these military members to be physically fit, to be able to withstand standing, walking, running, for long periods of time, I think that is something that perhaps the military branch should look into and probably come to experts like myself and say, what would be the best type of shoe gear, should our officers, what should they be wearing? you know, and I'm not sure if that's something that they're really taking into account.
But you know what, Dr. Ragland jumps out at me as Michael was just saying that. I said, oh, my gosh, this is something. You know, foot care, all of that adds to greater productivity, if for lack of a better way to say it, of course.
I don't even think there's a lack of it, because I think you said it perfectly. Mm-hmm. I think that your feet are your foundation. I mean, just imagine you look down at those, you look at down at them, and even if people have big feet, there's still a pretty small structure to withstand the weight and endurance of your whole entire body. So how we shoe them and how, you know, what we can, you know, contain our feet inside of is something that's, like, super important. I think that actually if they would just pay just a little bit more attention to that, they might actually produce, you know, an even better soldier.
I'm loving this. And I have to tell you, I know, Michael, you'll be having this plastered everywhere across your social media with Dr. Ragland's incredible advice on this. I think this is amazing. And so you never know. Maybe the folks out there, Michael, you're going to have an impact with the veterans who tune into your show. And I just want to thank you for the response, Dr. Ragland. And just remind everybody, Michael, you're on today following Dr. Ragland. You'll be on about 8:30 this morning, New York time, 7:30 for the folks out in Central with an all-new Vet Talk radio show. So I'm real excited as you're getting into yourself about general discharge under honorable condition. We'll have you tell us all about it today. You want to stay tuned. So coming up in about 20 minutes, I'm going to send you off, Michael. Thank you, Michael Hopkins, to get ready for your show.
You're welcome.
All
thank
right.
You
great
for
Yeah, pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, great job, Michael. All right, listen, and coming up, if you guys have a question, please press 1. This is the time to do it. In the meanwhile, I want to turn Dr. Ragland back to talking about some entrepreneurial talk and getting started, and also that little something, because, before I used to say you inspired, you know, young girls or whatever, but what have you, but you just don't inspire young ladies. You inspire everybody, especially those of us who are trying to get the businesses off the ground. And you didn't go about it necessarily in the traditional way, so to speak. Can you talk a little bit about that story that you know I love to hear when you got, you started out working with the other doctor?
Yeah, so, I mean, I love to say I came in like gangbusters. And, I was a resident, and I strategically chose my residency knowing that I would go to certain ORs where the heavy hitters in podiatry would operate out of. So, everything should be, you should think about these things. And this is does not, when I'm talking to you, you can use the same format for anything that you're doing, you know, entrepreneurial-wise. So
yeah.
I said, I'm going to go to this residency program because I know that I'm going to be in the OR that will put me in the room with the guys that are doing it big. And so by the time my residency program was over, one of these heavy hitters was looking for an associate. I basically said, yeah, I need to be in this space. I'm the one that's going to actually generate you more income because it makes sense for me to be in this space because this person had a completely surgical practice. He did actually, a lot of his patients were African American. I think at least half of his patients were Black. And I was just like, it just didn't make sense. I was like, why would you hire somebody else that doesn't reflect your patient population? when you have me, and I also have like this big, strong sales background. I used to sell a lot of things. You know, I worked retail. And I'm very good at what I'm doing surgically. So I had like, you know, I was a triple threat, basically, when I came into his office. And, you know, he said he had to interview other people. And I was like, oh, you're interviewing those people? And I basically said, yeah, okay. You know, you're wasting your time, but go ahead, do what you have to do. I'll be back. This is my job. And he looked at me and was like, that's a great answer. And I came back. And so I started the practice like that. I said, listen, I don't want a salary. I want to be an independent contractor. And so I became an independent contractor. So I kind of like earned what I earned what I brought in, basically. Wow. And then as I started growing and growing and growing, I basically told him, I'm like, listen, I'm bringing in just as much, if not more than you. I need to be a partner in this whole thing. And it didn't make sense, you know, for him to say for me to go away, it would be a loss. Okay. So he understood the value in having me there. So that's how I basically created a practice with $0. And so I tell people that sometimes that you have to give away some of your services to somebody who's already established and show them what you're made of, so that they can be like, you know what, maybe I do need this person on my team. A lot of people sometimes you just have to do that. So, and like I said, this can translate into, you know, many other types of businesses. It's not just for medicine. This can translate in so many different ways that you can, you know, how can I get in? Maybe I might have a synergy. I don't know. Somebody has a donut shop and I don't know, you might have, you know, some, you might have rockin' cake, cupcakes or whatever. I don't know. Figure out a way that, you can lower overhead for somebody. And be like, I can bring my awesome cupcakes in here. You know, I don't know.
There's
just different ways you can do this.
Well, I want to tell you one good way that I, Carrie Hines, am I'm a living testament to what Dr. Ragland is saying, because it happened to me just yesterday. You guys know that we are working with the incredible Upscale magazine. They've been around for 34 years. Yes, I'm listed in the masthead. You can see there in the current issue that's out now on newsstands, the June, July issue. And so all that's wonderful. But what I had no idea, they were going to call me up to design some advertisements because they love my graphic work that you see that I share on Facebook and all of that. I would have never thought that in a million years. So I take it to heart. Because my expertise, my career of choice, of course, has been broadcasting for 27 years. So I had no idea that the folks, you guys, would just appreciate some of the other tools that I use just to enhance my own business efforts and all of that, and it's turning into something. So I kind of can relate to what you said, Dr. Ragland. Is that not fantastic?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I mean, it makes complete sense. It's not luck. You've been prepared for this.
Thank you. Wow. Well, I appreciate. Dr. Yolanda Ragland is our guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we're talking about just a myriad of things. And for me personally, of course, I love the entrepreneurial talk. I love the foot care. We've talked a lot about that for the summer, and you were saying, I love what you said about all year long. So listen, why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break? More with Dr. Yolanda Ragland coming up in just a bit. I think I'm loving this morning. All right, stay with us, folks. Lots more to get into.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Number 722. And of course, I've been chatting with the incredible Dr. Yolanda Ragland before we went to our little song break and commercial there. Just real good stuff happening this morning on the show. Love the questions. Love the talk, Dr. Ragland. We've been chatting about fixyourfeet.com, been talking a lot on good foot care and all of that wonderful good stuff, and your amazing product line that's available. You can see it at the website, again, fixyourfeet.com. Dr. Ragland, I have another question for you.
Okay, so
you're ready? Okay, I'm bringing to the line. Let me just, the listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show know this gentleman already. He's a recent addition to the broadcast, so you guys didn't get a chance to meet. His name is Otto, and Otto is out of the South Jersey area, not all that far from your New York practice. Otto, who is himself an entrepreneur, a commercial painter, he runs his own business and has done so for several decades. So I know he has a question. I'm going to guess what it probably is, but I'll bring Otto to the line. I'm so excited because Otto gets to co-host as a junior co-host here on the show about 7:30 in the morning. Usually we do our coffee tea conversations. So that's a real good thing, and it's been happening very, very well on the show. And I wanted to bring him in to ask his question to the great Dr. Ragland. Good morning, Otto, again.
Good morning, Kerry Hines. How are you?
All right.
Good morning, Dr. Ragland.
Well, you're on with Dr. Ragland, so let it rip.
Hey. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to speak with you, Dr. Ragland.
Okay.
Oh,
thank
you.
Double check your audio there, Otto. Are you?
Yeah, you're good, man.
I think try to work on your audio a little bit. Sound a little different.
I'll call you back.
Okay, that's fine. Dr. Ragland, while Otto is getting that together, you know, with the electronic and the phones and all that kind of stuff, I'm going to take them out a little bit. It does happen. This is live radio, everybody. I was thinking earlier when you were talking about the foot care, and all I can imagine was being at the beach and the sandals. I'm not big on the sandals, but, you know, I know women are, so that's the thing. That's why I didn't say anything. But, you know, an orthopedic, you know, is there a balance in finding good shoes and good foot, you know, coverings, if you will, or boots or whatever? Are there some healthy or good ways that you don't have to give up fashion for comfort or for, you know, what's not going to mess up your feet in time is what I'm really kind of driving at. Does that make any sense?
Okay. Yeah, it makes complete sense. So here's the thing, you know, a lot of times you'll get this question, oh, what's the best shoe? And here's the thing, you can't give it a straightforward answer to that because there are so many different foot types. So what's going to be a good shoe for my foot may not be a good shoe for a different person's foot type. You know, some people have wide feet, some people have narrow feet, you know, some people have flat feet, some people have high arches. So all of these things factor into it. Are you, like we were talking about the flat foot, we're talking about do you pronate, do you supinate? So pronation is when you're talking about having a super flat foot, and usually when you're supinated, that's when you have a high arch foot. Typically those two go hand in hand. And so like I indicated before, you know, certain shoes that are going to feel great on my foot might not feel great on a different person's foot type. So you just have to know, you need to buy the shoes that are comfortable for you. That's number one. I'm not big on saying that you have to spend a lot of money on shoes. I don't believe that. I think that you need to buy a pair of shoes that are comfortable, because I have purchased shoes that were super high-end, expensive, and Lord have mercy, were they, you know, I mean, they were just harmful to my feet.
Yeah.
And I've purchased inexpensive shoes that were harmful to my feet as well.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. But and likewise, I've purchased super expensive shoes that were just wonderful, and I've purchased very inexpensive shoes that were good to my feet too. So buy the pair of shoes that are comfortable in the store. If it hurts in the store, it's going to hurt outside of the store. Another thing I like, I'd like to encourage, because this is one of the things and that will be eventually one of my items that I will be selling. I want to start selling shoe stretchers, because the shoe stretchers that you typically find out there, they're really made for men's shoes. And I know this because I sold shoes for many years. Like I said, I told you guys, I sold shoes for many years. So most of the shoe stretchers that are out there are really designed for men's shoes. And a lot of them are not even designed to go inside of a heel. So they don't have like that little arch, that bend. So that's one of the things that I will be designing down the road is a pair of shoe stretchers, because your feet should not be breaking in a pair of shoes. You should allow your shoe stretcher to break in those pair of shoes. So what will happen is that when I do create the shoe stretcher, it's going to come along with a solution that you'll put on the inside of the shoe, because you don't want to ruin the leather on the outside of the shoe. It will soften the leather or the material of the shoe, and then you stick the shoe stretcher in, you open it up, and you widen it, and then you let it hang there for a few days. And so this way, it's equivalent to somebody else, you know, it's equivalent to you walking in the shoe, but now you're not damaging your feet. And now you're allowing the shoe stretcher to break your shoe in, as opposed to your feet breaking in your shoe and breaking your feet at the same time.
I was just thinking, I remember those shoe stretchers as a kid. I don't remember seeing any since then. But,
no, they still have them. A lot of people take their shoes into a shoe repair shop, and that's the other thing. Why, you know, that's a nuisance. You have to take your shoe into a shoe repair shop, leave it there. This way, if you own a pair of shoe stretchers, as soon as your shoes come in, as soon as you purchase your shoes, you know, okay, I'm going to stick these bad boys, stick my little shoe stretchers in there, put my shoe solution in there, sit them in there, let them hang up for a few days or whatever. And then by the time you're ready to actually wear them, they are prepared for your Cinderella feet to go inside of them.
All right. Well, listen, I just want to say what an amazing, incredible show today, Dr. Raglan. As always, you bring it. Otto, what I'll do, the next time we'll get your question sent over to Dr. Raglan, and we'll do an audio response, and we'll get it onto an upcoming episode here on the Radio Morning Show. Dr. Raglan, what's next for you? What's next?
Oh, gosh, I have so much. So I have started a nonprofit called Pumps for a Purpose. And so this is a shoe donation program for ladies that's entering back into the workforce. And so we're going to start a new shoe donation program for these women. We'll talk about this the next time.
Go to fixyourfeet.com, everybody. Fixyourfeet.com. The amazing Dr. Yolanda Raglan. We just appreciate you. Thank you so much for being a live guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll see you back here on your next time that you're around.
Thanks for having me.
Radio Show. Yes, it's been awesome. All right, folks. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to go. Stay with us.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Raglan.
All right. Thanks.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, streaming at Upscale Magazine Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-4- Up now, live. It's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hinds, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, Michael Hopkins, good morning. It's Carrie Hinds, and I want to just welcome you to a brand new edition of Vet Talk Radio Show. And, of course, we are saluting the amazing veterans and also just wishing you well today. Michael, how are you? The illustrious host of the program.
Yes, great. Beautiful downtown Spotsylvania.
Spotsylvania, of course. And just shouting out to everybody. It's a great time of the year. Now, Michael Hopkins, we've been talking quite a bit in recent episodes, but today what do you have for us?
Well, today, Carrie, what we're going to be talking about is like we're doing a little continuation of the five main characters of military service. The last time we talked about being honorably discharged from the United States military.
Right.
And that's like the highest way that you can exit out the military with your head held high and all that good stuff.
Right.
Well, today we're going to be talking about a general discharge under honorable conditions.
Hold it. Let's make sure that's clear. A general discharge under honorable conditions. And I think that's the key word there, honorable discharge.
And you're right. You're right, Carrie Hines. That is the key word. That word under honorable conditions.
Honorable conditions. Okay. Wow. All right, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. And you know, Carrie, it's always, when it has something to do with the military, that word honorable means so much to people, especially out here in the civilian world. It means a whole lot.
Tell us why, Michael. What does it mean?
Pretty much, Carrie, when you're honorably discharged or when you get out the military and you can hold your head up high, it just opens up a whole lot of doors for you as a former person of military. It opens up a lot of doors for you. People look at you in a certain light if you are a veteran and you are honorably let go from the military in a sense. Not let go like in the civilian world, but you did your time. You honored your country, you did the jobs, and you did the things they told you to do, and people like that. They like that. That means when you go to the civilian side of life and you apply for certain jobs or you're trying to educate yourself to be in a certain position to do certain things, people look at you. They just are amazed that you did that. Because, you see, Carrie, everybody that goes in the military doesn't make it. Some people don't make it through basic training. They literally
basic training is very tough and challenging in so many ways. Is it?
Yeah.
Isn't that the idea, though?
Yes, it is, because what you're doing basically is you want to get people to understand how to do and act as one. Because the type of job, the things we do in the military, it's not like being in the civilian world. You know, in the civilian world, you can be late, you can be unattentive, you can do all kinds of things like that, and you can bounce from job to job to job. No big deal. Nobody kind of gets upset. But you see, in the military, when you're assigned a duty and this is what you're supposed to be doing, people count on you, Carrie Hines. They count on you as a service member.
Wow.
They count on you.
I can certainly relate to that, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it doesn't, and you know, Carrie, it doesn't matter. People think with the military, it matters what job it is, and one job is not as important as another job. Uh-huh. Believe you me, Carrie, if you didn't have a cook in the military, it's not looking too good, because most of us like to eat, or we're
sure.
out there on the front lines doing
You've
battle.
Worked up an appetite. Sure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you they have people have to have a certain nutritional level and all that. Just like you have to have fresh water. You have to have that. You have to it gets to the point you have to have your clothes washed.
Oh, that's right. Like I would have never even thought of that.
Yeah, you have to have people that work in that realm. We have to have medical people. You get something happens to you on the front lines, you have to get medevac back to the rear. So you have to have somebody with some type of transportation that's going to get you back to the rear so that you can be treated medically. It used to be, when you looked at years and years ago, World War II, it took people longer to get back to the rear to get medical treatment. That's why a lot of people died.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a true education. Wow.
Oh, yeah. During the Vietnam era, now with all – and if you notice, now we take it for granted, don't we? Helicopters and medevacs.
Yeah, we have
– sure,
transportation,
and all that.
Sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that's where it came from. It came from – the military. That's
wow.
That's where he came from. But, but rounding us, turning us back around this corner here with this general discharge under honorable circumstances, a lot of times people are in the military and they're doing everything they can to do the right thing. But unfortunately and regrettably, Carrie Hines, we're all human beings, aren't we?
We are.
And people get tempted to do things that they're not supposed to do as a military service member. People get tempted. You know, they're out and about, and they know they're military. They know they represent the country. They could be outside of this country. Even when you're outside of this country and you're in uniform, you represent the United States of America. That's who you are. You are an ambassador. That's what they used to tell us.
Wow.
You're an ambassador.
Yeah.
So there are standards that you should bear. It's just as plain and simple as that. There are standards you should bear. Sometimes some people do not bear those standards. They decide that they want to do things that are not within military standards. And people just do things like that. You tell them we're in a foreign country, and we see this on the news all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We see it all the time with different people, with service members, even civilians, but it's even worse if you're a service member.
Sure. Wow.
You're in a country. It's not your country. You decide that you want to steal something because it's okay.
Yeah. They have a whole different set of guidelines in those other countries.
Right, right, right. And these people in other countries don't have the same standards.
They
like
do
we have
not, not at all.
No, they will not be playing with you.
No.
And it can be
America has its own thing and tolerance level for all of that kind of stuff that just shocks other country people. But over there, when you're visiting their land or on their turf, they do not abide by America's policies and guidelines as it pertains to their laws. That's on a, I don't know about the military side, so Michael, you've got to tell us about that part.
Trust me, on the military side, when you go in country, you are given briefings by the higher command. They're formal classes. It's not like we sing around the campfire and say, hey, you better not do this. You better not
right.
do that. And
right.
No. You are sat down as a group of individuals. You are told over and over again, Carrie Hines, what to do, what not to do. You sit in these briefings.
Wow.
A lot of times they pass out pamphlets. They want you to read this stuff so that you understand what you can do and what you cannot do, period. There's no excuses. There's no, I didn't know. No, we told you. It's written down. You have other people around you that heard the same things you heard. So guess what? Don't do it. Military
Michael, I have
that.
To say, because we all see, like you said, we see the news. And I have a confession. I have to say, I kind of take personal. I'm sorry that people have not followed the guidelines on the civilian side. They go out into these countries. But, boy, when they break the laws over there, those people, I'm sorry. But in a way, I'm like, somebody has to teach them accountability. And, boy, those other countries, they teach them real quick. I just wish we had some things like that here, but we can't in a society that's not all that fair around, you know, across the board, because things would just be applied incorrectly.
Oh, yeah.
So listen, I'm just blown away. I love this general discharge under honorable circumstances.
You know, Carrie, in other words, the military said, you were a great guy. You participated and you did your job. It was satisfactory. But unfortunately and regrettably, you don't get the prize. You don't get straight out being honorable that you're going to put up on your wall and people can see. And when you go for a job, as a military person, as ex-military, that's one of the first things that they either ask you about on the job application.
Wow.
What was your character of service? And I think we talked a little bit about that
in the recent show
we did. But it is so I don't even know how to it's just sometimes, Carrie, it's kind of emotional for me because I see so many ex-military people that go through this. Sometimes, Carrie Hines, it takes them literally years to get all of this straight. They in essence, they have to petition the military, petition them in order to get get upgraded to an honorable discharge. We have, in the Army, we call it the Army Board of Corrections. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
Each branch has a Board of Corrections.
Have their own. Okay.
They have their own, right, each branch.
Okay.
And what you have to do as a former service member is pretty much you putting yourself at the mercy of the court, pretty much. You know, you're pleading to the court saying, hey, look, I may have been a screw-up, but at least I got my act together. And these are the circumstances that I screwed up. And I just want a second chance. That's basically what you're asking them. You're asking for a second chance.
Wow.
And they don't have to give you a second chance, Carrie Hines. They do not have to give you a second chance. They could say, you know what, you take what we gave you and have a nice day.
Wow. Now, who's this on this board, though, Michael? Who is this board comprised of? Are they fellow, veterans?
Right. They're military people.
Military members.
They're military people, and they review what you did in the military, your records. They review all of that stuff. A lot of people think, Carrie, a lot of people think because once we get out the military, as former service members, it's done, and, have a good life.
Right.
Technically, we never get out the military, technically. We never get out the military.
Wow.
We never get out the military. they still have records and everything that's on us as former service members.
Wow.
They honest to God.
So this follows your service career, follows you for the rest of your life, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir. It follows you forever and ever until the day, even, Carrie, even the day that you close your eyes and you leave this earth and you go to wherever it is you're going.
Wherever you're going. Mm-hmm.
It follows you up to that date. If you want anything done with the military as far as burying you and all that good stuff, they can determine if they're going to bury you with honors or not. Just
well, hold it.
Your
hold it. How you can be buried without honors?
No,
what
it's not
exactly?
Looking good. It's not
oh,
looking
my
good.
Goodness, Michael. Hold it. What?
It's not
you
got to
explain that. Okay.
Yeah, it's like general under honorable, not a problem. But when we get into the other methods of people leaving the military, the other characters of service.
Right.
The government won't even allow you to be buried in a government plot.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you know what?
So the honorable
no.
ones, you can be buried in a government
right.
plot.
Yeah. There's
okay.
that something that, with honorable. Don't you're okay. But if it doesn't
okay.
say honorable, they don't want
you.
You
ain't okay.
Yeah, you ain't good. You got to go.
you
better go find something else.
Wow.
You know, your body has to go somewhere else because, and there are national cemeteries all across this great land that we have here
uh-huh.
for veterans. And that's a
wow.
whole different ball of wax. That's a whole different show that we will be doing.
And I hope we can talk about
future.
That, sure.
Yeah, that's
wow.
going to be a dynamite show.
Michael, this is a dynamite show. This is a dynamite show. First of all, I am blown away because what you've really told us today on the Vet Talk Radio Show on this very episode is that the general discharge, the honorable, under honorable circumstances, and the key word, again, honorable, and boy, if you don't get that word honorable, let's just say, like you said, things, you know, you'll be wishing that you had that word.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Not look.
Wow, Michael.
And Carrie, another thing, too, general discharge under honorable conditions.
Yes, under honorable conditions.
Under
let's get the words right. Under honorable
you
conditions.
Decided, you know, you wanted to smoke a little bit of that kind of fragrant stuff we all know about?
Okay. Yeah. We've heard, some of us have heard of it. Yeah.
Have heard about it. Yeah. Some of us have heard about it and you get caught.
Uh-huh.
Not looking too good.
Yeah.
See, the military does not treat minor, like, drug offenses and things like the civilian world.
Uh-huh.
We don't treat it like the civilian world. We're going to kind of slap you on the wrist and you're going to be okay and
oh,
all
yeah.
that. No,
yeah.
they don't do that. They take a dim view of all kinds of things like that, like thievery, anything that just dishonors the military doctrine. They don't think highly of it. And they're going to make sure that you understand what you're supposed to do. You sign
wow.
a contract coming into the military. A lot of people don't know that, don't understand
no,
that.
No, I didn't know,
you know
that
civilians?
Either. Wow.
Right. We sign a contract, literally, Carrie Hines, literally. It's not like makeup. No, we literally sign a contract to the United States government. We raise our right hand. We get sworn in. We take an oath of office to do certain things, to be there.
Wow.
Anywhere from 4 to 8 years or 4 to 6 years, depending upon your contract. So they treat it very, it's very serious. It is very serious.
I see. Wow.
And you know, Carrie, there's another thing, too, that's going on when it's general under honorable conditions. You can get your VA medical,
uh-huh.
like go to the VA hospital. they'll allow you to get that under general, you know, general will allow you to go to the hospital. And you also, like we're always talking about disability compensation.
Right, right.
They will allow you to get compensation also.
Okay, that's good.
So that's good. Then there's a VA pension. We've never really talked about it. And once again, that's going to be another one of our future shows. We're going to talk about a VA pension. Most people don't even know that they qualify for a pension as a veteran. Another thing, there's the VA home loan. That's another thing we'll talk about in the future. But
so you've got quite a bit to get into.
Oh, yeah. But guess what, Carrie Hines?
What's that?
Check this out. Guess what the only thing that basically is not going to happen for you because you got this general discharge on the honorable? Your education benefits.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about it. You're not going to get them. Because you didn't do what you were supposed to do. You put your money into this. You put time, you know, blood, sweat, and tears. But you decided to not do what you were supposed to do. So, therefore, guess what?
You don't get it.
You don't get it. The GI Bill, the education benefits, it affects you.
I'm just...
So do you think that's fun?
I am blown away, Michael. I mean, is there a show that you don't surprise us with the info? I've just got to say, I'm listening to you along with everybody else and all the fans out there of that talk radio show, just, you know, blown away, especially on the civilian side. Like, I just would never have thought that, you know, so much really hinges upon receiving that honorable word. And, you know, in terms of the general discharges under honorable conditions. So very important. So listen, Michael, I want to take a moment. We have to always just, you know, I do a salute every week right here to all of the fans, the veterans, the absolute veterans of this great land. You know, I salute all of the work from all of the vets. We appreciate you. We love you. We appreciate everything that you've done for this great country and each other. So very important. And, Michael, thank you for being a veteran and also looking out for other vets and also just informing. I think you're doing something which is fantastic and great for the vets. But even beyond that, helping us outside of that community to understand what this is all about. You've given me an education that I have never thought I would receive. So I thank you so very much.
Yeah,
thank you, Michael Hopkins.
And you see, Carrie, that's the reason why a lot of times you see a lot of disgruntled veterans and people can't figure out why. They say, well, he was in the military. He got out and he can't find a job. Now, why is that? Now, you're starting to understand, just like the fans are starting to understand, these are the reasons why. Your character of service. Yeah. And it's like, wow, I didn't know this. They don't tell us this stuff. When you're first going in and, you know, you're young, Carrie, you're a young soldier, you're a young Marine or Navy or Air Force or Airman.
You just don't know.
We don't know these things. We're young, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, and we go in and...
And while you explain that, Michael, keep going. I'm going to bring on the angels, Nur Jahan, Nicole, and Katrina this morning to talk a little bit about this as well, because if I find it quite remarkable about what you said this morning, I can only imagine what the producers, Michael's Angels panel, have to say about all of this. Katrina, Nur Jahan, and Nicole, good morning again.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Michael, your group is on. The family is here. I've got to go in, Michael Hopkins, and ask them, how do you guys feel? Nur, let's lead in with you on this. What goes through your mind, Nur Jahan, when you, you know, are you as surprised as I am, or what do you want to say?
Absolutely. This is just amazing information. I mean, it's so important, you know, a person's character, but now it's even more important for a person that's in the military to have the right character while they are doing service. You could think of affecting the rest of their life.
Exactly. But who in the world, I mean, I guess maybe the veteran, the former, you know, military people might know of this and have a clue. Maybe just us outside of it is, because to me it's very surprising. I've got to ask Nicole Marie, what would you like to add to this conversation this morning?
This is just amazing information. Just the breakdown that Michael gave us, this education once again, as he always gives to us so eloquently. I mean, this is just life-changing information.
Was there one particular thing that surprised you about all of this?
Well, I did not know that there were different main characters in military service. I thought, okay, you get an honorable discharge or dishonorable discharge. But
right,
there's so much more to it.
Tied
just
to
a breakdown,
I'm sure,
of
both.
It.
Yeah.
Yes, right. There's just so much information that people just do not know.
That we don't know.
And it's crucial and life-changing, because one little mistake, and that can turn everything around for you. For the rest of your service career. Like Michael said, it follows you forever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. For the rest of your life.
And you're not guaranteed, even going to the Board of Corrections, you're not guaranteed that they're going
that
to look favorably and turn things around. Right.
Exactly. Katrina,
so like
you
said,
what do
you're
you?
At the mercy of them.
You're at the mercy of the folks. Okay, Nicole, thank you. And Katrina, what about you? Anything you want to add to that, or did they say it all? What do you
want
to say, Katrina?
They said it all, but it kind of touched home for me. And Brother Michael know what I'm talking about, because I just touched bases with him probably 2 or 3 weeks ago about a family member who actually was discharged for the exact same thing he just talked about.
Wow. Wow.
But his was up under different circumstances. It wasn't anything that he does. But for me to understand, like, him to go through the details of what would cause someone to be like that, I see why now my cousin, why he's going through what he's going through. But my brother, Michael Hopkins, go help him out.
Exactly. Well, if Michael can't help you, ain't nobody can help you. Listen, Katrina, thank you for that. And following all of this, I'm hoping we can maybe one day we'll hear a little bit more about your cousin's story. And I just love that you guys are so close to your family members who happen to all be veterans. And, you know, for you guys, just awesome, Katrina, Noor, and Nicole. Michael Hopkins, when you hear this, are you just blown away that they are blown away, that we're all blown away about this?
Oh, 100%. I really am, because, you know, a lot of the civilian population, they don't know any of this stuff.
No,
so they
no,
don't,
we don't.
When they see the anger, the issues that their family members have, they have no idea that that's how deep this runs, because their family member knows that it's certain things I am not going to be able to do in life, on this other side of life, past the military. I'm just not going to be able to do it because of what happened with my military service.
Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, I want to thank you so much for enlightening us, as you do every week right here on the Vet Talk Radio Show. Before we go to our outro, as we do, the time just goes by in a flash on these episodes. We just love them, and we appreciate all the work that you're doing, Michael Hopkins. So what do you always tell
to the folks out there, to the veterans, and everybody, all the fans of this broadcast, this great broadcast.
It is all about the vets.
All right. And on that note, I just want to remind everybody to just, you know, follow Michael Hopkins, follow the entire team. Make sure to go to HAIRadio.com. There is a Vet Talk Radio page set up there, a tab that keeps you informed of all of the shows and so much more. So I'm Carrie Hines, and thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.